What's up, y'all? Got a banger from Alpha Central. Let's get straight into it.
I'm Celeste.
What's your deal?
I work as a...
What's your deal? That's a good one.
Substitute teacher. I do cosplay.
I am a teacher. I love going to Comic-Con and dressing
really?
Up.
He smells nice.
I think you two are really cute together.
Are you down for $1 margaritas? Are you unsure?
Go ahead. Yeah.
The thing is, I think they look like siblings.
Shots fired!
I'm just keeping it a buck, and she's probably going to next all these other guys, too.
But also, I don't want to not leave my options open, I guess.
Nice to meet you, Daniel.
I'm Celeste.
Nice to meet you.
Wow.
Would you like to see Xavier again?
Yeah. I just wanted to see who else.
Yeah.
Here, I guess.
Do you think he would want to go on a second date with you?
I hope so. I guess we'll see what he says. Oh, my God! That was more fun talking.
I do have to hit the button, though. I don't play second chances.
That's fair.
Good man. Good man. Don't let her just next you from the jump and then come back. This is why we got to end this epidemic. This man knew his worth, and he kept it pushing. Good on him. Real good on him.
Roster.
I went on a date recently with this girl. She was a really hardcore feminist,
oof,
which I'm cool with. But then at the end of the date, she wanted me to pay for dinner.
Mm-mm. You wanted equality.
I was like, come on. Can't be a feminist just for the good stuff.
Facts. You got to get all this equality. You got to eat it up.
Every time a man pays for dinner, he should be allowed one sexist joke at the girl's expense. Like, if I've paid for dinner, then on the car ride home, she's like, oh, wish I had a ping pong table at my workplace. I get to be like, oh, come on. That'll never fit in the kitchen.
That's actually good.
All funny.
Oh, come on, that'll never fit in the kitchen. That's the thing, though. Feminists want equality, but they only want selective equality. They want the things that benefit them, not all of it.
At least we're all under the same moon.
I don't know. That still doesn't help after you just said you're thinking about all the boys you loved before. Like, what am I? Like, just a guy.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
I'm telling you right now, if you're out on a date with a girl and she's talking about her ex, run as quick as you can, because more than likely she's not over this guy, and that's why she's talking about him, bruv. I'm just telling you right now, she's talking about her ex, on to the next. That's another one. Put it on a t-shirt. If she's talking about her ex, on to the next.
Is it?
Hi.
Yeah. Hey.
And that would work, because I'm gorgeous.
Oh. No, it didn't work.
She's like an off-brand Jenna Ortega.
Shots fired!
I feel like it would.
No.
Really? This is stupid. Yeah. The high would totally work, and you know it.
Yeah, totally. Sorry, I like personality in depth.
I have personality in depth, but I feel like
you just don't need
if
to show
I just
it.
Came up to you.
You can see that he actually was.
Well, the thing is, dude, girls don't have game. Girls have no game, bruv. When's the last time a girl actually spit some solid game at you, bro? I've never had a girl come up and actually spit any sort of game at all.
Home with me tonight?
I told you no, my man is at home.
I told her I went to the bathroom, but I went for my Uber.
My man is at home? What? Bro, you're taking a girl out on a date that's got a whole man? Bro, chat, let me know. Red Lobster or Olive Garden? I'm going to keep it a buck. I love Red Lobster. This woman ran up a $200 bill at Red Lobo. Y'all was eating.
The bag is full.
Yeah, I'm at 10 o'clock. Come on in.
I'm your Uber driver.
How you doing today?
Good.
All right, let's roll.
And even
this man pulled what I like to call the Houdini. He saw that bill and was like, I'm out here.
So I asked this girl if she'd be down to go to Cheesecake Factory on the first date.
It's a good first date.
And she said no.
Of course she did.
I was like, yo, what about a buffet? She's like, that's even worse. I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to put my money towards this buffet for my parents because I know they love this spot.
Bro, this is wild to me. A lot of these women think they Ruth's Chris when they're Little Caesars Hot and Ready's at best.
Shots fired!
This is crazy to me. $269 on a buffet. Okay, this buffet is kind of Fuego's Rancheros. I'm not going to cap. And the thing is, dude, Cheesecake Factory's good. Chat, let me know. Do you guys like Cheesecake Factory? I love Cheesecake Factory. Their Cajun pasta is so good. If you've never had it, you got to try it. And not to mention, their cheesecake is actually very good as well. A lot of you ladies missing out on solid opportunities. Food is food. I always say free food tastes the best, dude.
There's women out there that will walk away from a good man. Talking about, oh, he wanted to go half on rent. He wanted to go half on...
Facts.
Like, you know how fatuous and inane that is to say he wanted to go half? First of all, you are responsible for 100% of your life as an adult.
Thanks.
100% of your problems, 100% of your bills, 100% of your stress. And you mean to tell me you had a man right there like, I'll take half of that from you. And you was like, that ain't good enough.
Damn.
I want you to take it all. I don't want to have no responsibility as an adult. And that is financial abuse. And that is feminine manipulation and abuse.
I agree, man. Modern women, they really want to just be treated like children. They don't want to be a partner. They don't want to be a woman that serves a man. They just want to be treated like an absolute child.
A wife.
How do you feel about kids?
I have a son.
Okay. Okay.
And do you have kids?
Yes.
How many?
5.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
1, 2, 3. She got a start in 5.
Shots fired!
Unreal.
Got it.
His reaction.
Got it. What's the ratio?
Oh, damn.
No, and the ratio we want to know is how many baby dads. Let's see how she answers this.
I have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old.
Not what we wanted.
A 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and an 11-month-old.
God.
So fresh.
For once on this show.
So many kids. 5 kids and no man? Good Lord.
Before you slide in my DMs, ask yourself, can I see myself spending all my money on her?
Stupid.
If the answer is no, don't slide in my DMs.
Good. I will not be sliding in your DMs because you're a gold digger. No reason I would waste my hard-earned money and resources and time and effort on a woman that just sees a man as a paycheck. You can never buy love. Love is earned through things, through acts of service and quality time, not just financial means.
The complaints my male friends have about dating, now I really get it when they say,
dating is just so expensive, man.
I wish it were more socially expected to go Dutch on the first few dates, but you're like a jerk if you even suggest it.
Women want to be able to see the world through a man.
She's got a point. I wish going Dutch was like the norm, because dating in this world is very, very expensive.
All together, it's going to be separate.
Separate.
Girl, we separate.
You're separate?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You hear that, Cameron? We're separate.
You invited me.
Oh, okay. He don't have no money, Cameron.
She's not that I got no money. I mean, he invited me.
When women shame you, automatically, always, just agree with her. You're right, I'm broke.
I'll be doing our thing.
Y'all ready to order?
No, not yet.
I'm ready to order. So
okay.
Look.
You are?
What you want, Brandon?
Separate.
You hurt?
I got some on the way.
Oh, you moving fast. Are you moving on fast?
Got it wet.
You are handsome.
What?
She's trying to play him now.
Stop. Don't do that.
I like your lips.
Don't do that. You playing.
I'm not. Thank you so much.
Did you put this on one time?
Yeah, I asked.
She invited him out and then is asking him to pay the bill. Bro, these modern women are out of control.
How y'all want it?
I said separate.
It's separate.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody paying for their own stuff.
No, I'm paying for him.
He needs to pay for him.
Get this shit out of my damn face. All right, look. It's separate. So look, I'm paying for him. She got her own stuff.
Don't ever
jump me. Girl, I don't care. I'm keeping a buck. You like niggas that like be soft and shit. We don't do that over here. You are a grown woman, right?
I am.
Correct.
Yes.
When you say, do you want to go to Waffle House with me?
A
I'm
man,
like, sure, cool. That means I'm just tagging along. I'm just going. Okay,
that
I'm gonna
shows
pick first.
Your immaturity.
No. If I be like, come to Waffle House, I got you. I'm taking care of you.
For a generation of women who want...
I'm sorry, but anytime these women try to shame you, bro, just agree with them. You're broke. You're right. I am broke.
Body count over 30.
What would you...
She's a runner. She's a track
star. Body count over 30. Good Lord.
I mean, what am I going to do? I'm still...
But you're not being with me.
No.
What if I'm the love of your life?
You can't be.
Oh, it's them eyes, isn't it? 30 in your ass, a bit mad.
So she gets to have options, and that's
what I'm saying, bro. You can't be the love of my life if you've had that much mileage, bruv. Looking like a NASCAR race. What are you talking about? 30 bodies? Good Lord.
It doesn't.
Nah, I just not rocking with the kid joint, man. So I'm supposed to pay for your food and the kid food.
Yes, what you want, baby? You want steak?
Steak?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you going on the ground. Why? Mm-hmm. Why you got your
she
child?
Brought her kid? Oh, my Lord.
With us, though. It wasn't part of the plan.
This is part of the plan.
It's not part of the plan.
If you want to date me, you date my child, too.
I'm dating your child, too.
Yes.
Oh, you wigged out. That wasn't... We supposed to eat our food,
afterwards, go back to the crib, Netflix and chill. I can't Netflix and chill with a little girl.
First of all, we don't have to deal with this.
Matter of fact, come on, we going out. Yeah, we ain't doing this. You got me fucked. You got the... Man, y'all tripping, bro. Y'all thought I was finna do that. Man, y'all tripping. Tripped out.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Let me get up out of here. Let me get up out of here. I'm going to hold it up for you, though. I ain't going to do you like that. I ain't going to do y'all like that. But, you know, that wasn't part of the plan. That wasn't part of the plan. I'm with both of y'all. I don't even know you for real. See, that's why I can't be dating. I can't be dating for real. Cause ain't
no single moms, dude. Single mom. It's crazy. The entitlement. You got to date my kid, chat. That is absolutely unreal. Would you ever do that if a girl was like, hey, I got a kid? Well, I know most of y'all wouldn't date a single mom, but if she brought her kid with her and was like, what do you want, baby? The steak? Are you out of your mind? A $38 steak? You want the filet mignon or the T-bone? Get out of here, bro.
Tell her what's really going on. Yeah, you on my page. You on my page. You on my page. Nah, I'm cool. I already got kids, baby. I ain't no stepdaddy.
Starting from the bottom.
Man, that is absolutely brutal. She really thought that this man was going to pay for her kid? Honey, you got to stop that.
Are you taking a picture of me without my permission?
If I sat down right now to write...
Honey, you better be grasping at straws looking like that. Looking like you found your equal there, honey.
Again.
I was on a date with a girl once, and the entire date, she kept telling me about how much she hated her day job. So I was like... Oh, what do you like to do then? She goes, well, I'm very passionate about painting. I was like, then why don't you paint? Just quit your day job and just paint. Like, I know it's going to be a very difficult career decision. You're going to have to make a lot of sacrifices. But if you really love painting and you put a lot of work into it, you never know what could happen. And she just laughed at me, dude. She literally goes, really? Come on, let's be real. You can't pay your bills with art, okay?
Yeah, you can.
And then the check came and I didn't go motion to, you know, pick it up. And she goes, aren't you going to pay for this? And I'm like, I'm an artist.
The best comeback.
I'm an artist, honey. Art can't pay the bills. I don't know what you're talking about. That is rich.
All I'm saying is this. How about you wipe that paint off your face and then see if you still got that same confidence when you talk to me? 99% of you women won't. See, now everybody lied to themselves, but not like women. See, I met this one female out. I don't know if she was drunk or not, but she kept saying, I'm a bad bitch, I'm a bad bitch, I'm a bad bitch. I'm like, all right, bet. Let's go out. Let's enjoy ourselves. Let's have a good time. But leave that shit home. Leave the wig. Leave the makeup. Leave the eyelashes. Ooh. Leave the eyeliner. Leave all that shit home. Let's go out. Let's have a good time. She wouldn't do it. But I thought you said you was a bad bitch. What you should say is, I got a badass costume on. And I would respect that more. Most women won't go to the grocery store. They won't go to the gym. They won't even walk to the mailbox without some makeup on. You must feel like you're deficient if you feel like you can't go outside without a full costume on every time you go outside.
It's kind of
Man's got a point, though. That's why I like Cass so much. Cass never wears makeup. The first time I met her, she didn't have makeup on. I feel like that's a big one. If you can meet a girl for the first time, she doesn't have makeup on, it's a big one.
I'm lucky tired of this. I think I'm just about to leave.
Cool, bet. Peace.
I'm about to leave.
Adios.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Good on you.
So you don't care if I leave?
No.
If you want to leave, I'm not going to hold you back.
Because we just always arguing. I'm about to just leave.
If you want to leave, leave. Like, if I don't let you leave, that's kidnapping. And I'm no kidnapper.
Do your thing, honey.
Goodbye.
All right, then unlock the door.
Hold on, no, don't even touch it. I'll do you one better. I open it too. I'll open it.
Are you for real right now?
Yes, what's wrong with you?
What a
I just
king,
told you I'm about
bro.
To leave
what
and you
king.
Just don't care.
If you want to leave, jump. Leap, froggy, leap. You want to skedaddle? Go. I'm gonna watch you leave.
Adios.
Are you for real right now? Are you for real?
This is what you wanted to do.
Go for it.
But you're supposed to care. You act like you don't even care.
She said she was...
See, that's what women do, man. They play these dumb games, bro. You're supposed to care.
I just had the worst date of my life.
Oh, boy. Why?
This guy takes me to Kava. It's a chain.
Oh, wait. I've seen this one. The Kava date girl. Kava's not bad. I've never been, but I heard it's pretty good. I think. If you guys at chat, let me know. Have you ever been to Cava?
As long as you can provide and take me on trips, take me out. I really love going out to eat. I love steakhouses. I want to go out the country. I want to take a vacation, but I don't want to pay
for anything. She's a runner. She's a track star.
I'm a CNA.
Okay, you're a CNA, right? So I'm going to need you to act.
CNAs make about like $10 an hour. Honey, you better stop with all that motion. You ain't got enough motion to be talking like that.
Budget then. Act your wage. Don't be getting in my car talking about shopping trips out the country if you can't buy that for yourself. You want to hand it to you.
You act your wage. I like that. Act your wage. That's a good one.
All that extra paying for bills, paying for all that, paying for trips. I'm not doing it. That's a man's job. I'm a prize.
Okay, that's cool, and I'm a king. So, you know what I mean? I don't peasants.
So you saying I'm a peasant?
I mean, seeing me like you just a pretty bum for real.
My heart is big.
Your heart is big. Mm-hmm. But your pockets ain't.
I got a good heart.
Okay, I got a good heart too. That don't mean that everybody's supposed to pay my bills.
How do I open it?
I'm like pissed that she was really a gold digger, bro.
Everyone wants a free meal and a vacation.
Gold diggers are everywhere, bro. That's crazy to me. You're a CNA. Boo-boo, life is a mirror, not a window. You don't deserve that stuff. If you can't afford it yourself, then why do I got
to
pay for it?
Damn, like, once a woman gives herself away to multiple men, her worth just, like, decreases significantly.
Facts.
I'm gonna go on the store. You said you was taking me shopping.
Come on. I was gonna take you shopping, but not no Louis Vuitton.
I want to go shopping at. Where come
on,
V. Go?
Baby girl, you got a Steve Madden purse on. What are you talking about, Louis V?
Forever 21, what you on? I'm not going to take you to Louis Vuitton.
Forever 21, what? I'm not no Forever 21 ass.
Come on, man. You
what?
I haven't been knowing you for that long. This is our second date, dude.
Second date?
And she's dressed like that?
To be able to keep up.
Come on, listen. I'm not going to take you to like no Louis Vuitton, bro. This is second date, bro. I said I was going to take you shopping Forever 21. That's the only place we going.
First of all, you're ungrateful. You should be happy that this man even wants to take you shopping.
For real.
And then you get mad because he said Forever 21. Baby, Forever 21.
Bro, Forever 21, you can ball out at Forever 21. 15 outfits for $10.
You have some really cute clothes. If you know how to pick them, baby, you'll walk out of there looking like a million bucks. Then you're going to get mad because you telling him he needs to keep up with what you got. I don't see no Louis Vuitton purse that you have on, boo.
Facts.
Look how you went to the mall and you think he needs to keep up. If you ask me, Forever 21 is too much for you, honey.
Ladies, preaching.
Stop asking these men to try to get you all this expensive stuff. If you can't afford it, your goddamn self, he don't need to buy you that either. Go get your own bag and you afford it. And then just be grateful for it. Him wanting to take you on a shopping spree, even if it's Forever 21. Girl, you're going to be single for the rest of your goddamn life doing shit like that.
Preach.
Yeah, I was about to say, this woman is preaching. I love to see other women that are based like this. This is the way Cass is. Cass don't care about designer.
Back from top five worst dates of my life. And yeah, I should
have
seen
it coming. She's a track star.
First red flag, he asked me if I wanted to go to Olive Garden.
Bro, Olive Garden's a nice restaurant. Chat, let me know. Would you take a girl out on a first date to Olive Garden or Red Lobster? It's funny that we were talking about Red Lobster or Olive Garden earlier, and now we're talking about Olive Garden now.
Yeah, I quickly curved that and suggested a place that wasn't Olive Garden. So we go to a food hall that I suggest. And I pick a different food stall than he picks, and he walks away when I stop to order my food. So basically, I have to pay for my own food.
Smart man.
What are we, 12?
200 IQ move there. 200 IQ move. That's what you get, honey. I can't feel bad for her. I really can't.
Where should a guy take you for a first date?
In Dallas?
Anywhere.
I think or fly me on a private jet.
Damn.
Take me to like Bora Bora or
damn.
Out of the country.
Oh yeah.
And
body
yeah.
Count's over 100. Come on, honey.
I like plan a whole itinerary, have a whole trip.
What I like to call pure fucking delusion, man. You know me, there are so many women
out. She want PJs, Bora Bora. This is crazy work.
100k a year, 6 feet tall. If he doesn't take me here, I don't want him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, ladies, if you do want a guy that makes that much money, is that high of status, just know that if he's good enough for you, he's good enough for a few. Put it on a t-shirt. Because, ladies, here's the thing. If he can make that amount of money, he has options. And a man is only as faithful as his options. If he's making that much money, he can go buck whoever he wants. He's got bags on bags on bags on bags on bags. You're telling me that he needs to settle for you? Stop it.
Get of a woman who's on your level.
This is crazy work to me. What's the next clip? Here we go.
Then they complain about being single.
I'm just gonna get two. I'm talking to the lady. I'm just gonna get two plates.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not about to order food.
That's not right. What do you mean?
I'm taking you out. I'm taking you out. I'm not taking your kids out. So I'm not ordering.
Nah, that's not how it works. So if you with me,
man,
why is it always these single moms?
Single mom.
That think that's not how it works. Nah. That's not how it works. That's not how it works, dude. These gold diggers crack me up, bro.
What?
Never mind.
How can people?
Your kids are your kids. They're not his responsibility at all. Wait. I haven't told him I'm a transformer. I'm nervous. What if he doesn't accept me? Bro, that should be an actionable offense, like, as far as legally. That is messed up, bro. First date went well. Okay, let's see. Let's see what we got here. Oh, my. He was in the Toyota Camry. And now he's in the Lambo. This man is winning. It's not about looking rich. It's about being rich. Man, this is goals right here. Straight up goals.
No momen, guys. It happened again. My date didn't show up. I don't know what I'm doing.
I really don't know.
Drink by myself again.
By yourself again. You would think if you have a bunch of failed first dates that you would maybe make a change. Loki, does somebody want a carrot? Free. Sit. Wait. Free. Go to your place. You would think that if you had a bunch of failed first dates, maybe you would look in the mirror and go, man, who's the common denominator here? It's me. I've made bad decisions. I picked these super expensive restaurants to guys to take me out on a first date. If I'm running up a $1,000 bill, honey, I'm not going. I'll take you out. This is why I say, if you're going to take a girl on a first date, mention like a coffee date, or mention going to a bakery or something like that, or a cafe, getting something small, getting something light, and then keep progressively getting it better. But if a girl just wants to take you out and do this, she's just trying to run your pockets. In the simpademic, stop letting these women take you out on $300 dates. $300 dates are earned. This isn't just from the jump. You got to be out of your freaking mind. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Go cop the ebook, The Four Pillars of Personality. Makes you irresistible to women and respected by men. But I'll see you guys tomorrow, man. Peace.